Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We tend to spend a lot of time in this life waiting. We wait in traffic. We wait in line at the store. We wait to graduate and move on to the next stage in our life. We wait for the results of a medical test or to have surgery. Perhaps most recently we have waited for the end of a pandemic. Or just this past week we may have been waiting for gas. Well, you get the idea. We do a lot of waiting in life. And waiting is hard a lot of times. Waiting can be annoying and frustrating. Waiting can cause us to get anxious, irritable, angry. So the disciples anxiously asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you restore Israel?" And Jesus replies, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his authority. They will have to wait for the restoration of Israel." But the disciples are thinking too small. The crucified and risen Christ will do more than just restore Israel. He will restore the entire world. And he will use his disciples to do it, by them being his witnesses of God's good news for salvation through Christ. They will carry the gospel to Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. But before they can do this, Jesus orders them not to leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, to wait for the Holy Spirit who will come to them at Pentecost. Which reminds me, I forgot to tell you to wear red next Sunday. Next Sunday will be Pentecost. We also will be confirming two of our folks here in the church. We got Lindsay and Ellie. So please come to that if you were able. In other words, though, Jesus plans to empower and equip his disciples with the power of the Holy Spirit. Much like a general would equip his soldiers to do battle with the enemy. But the disciples will have to wait. So part of the Christian life is waiting. We wait now for our Lord Jesus to return. And it seems kind of strange on the surface to celebrate the ascension, Jesus leaving us to be with his Father. But in celebrating the ascension of our Lord today, we affirm the reality that Jesus is not absent with us at all. It is precisely because he has returned to the Father and is seated at the right hand of the Father that he is able to reign as God reigns, which means that nothing is too far. Nothing is too inaccessible for him. Just as God himself is everywhere at every time, so is Jesus. So we wait. We do not wait in vain. We are able to wait for Christ to return because we trust that he keeps his promises, because he has kept his promises. He will return, and we know when he does, he will crush all his enemies under his feet. We trust that he reigns now, destroying sin and death and the devil's power over the world. And he reigns now, not by some instant display of drastic power, but by his holy word of faith, hope, and love that is carried into the darkness of people's lives by his messengers who embody his loving, healing actions in the world. is the word of God preached in the name of Jesus Christ. The one encounters the risen Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that the power of Jesus' presence to forgive sins, to heal the sick, to make people whole is unleashed into the world. Jesus comes today through the power of the Holy Spirit, who comes in the preaching of God's good news in the name of Jesus Christ. We are told by St. Luke that while Jesus was ascending and the disciples were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you look standing up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." We do not need to wait for Christ by looking up in the heavens. We see him at the altar in the Holy Eucharist. We see him in the members of his body, the body of Christ, the church, worshiping with us. We see him in the suffering and the forsaken in our community as we go out to them to proclaim the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ. The angel's words remind us that the church is called to have faith in the reign of Christ in the world, and to be faith in action, witnessing to the world about the risen Christ through our words and deeds. The church is not called to grow church membership as if we were the Rotary Club or Alliance Club. We are to grow disciples by witnessing to others about the mighty acts of God to save them and the world through his Son, Jesus Christ. Too many times people come to church with the primary focus of what they can get from the church. And when they don't have all their needs met or don't get things their way, they leave. But to come to church primarily is not about what we get. It's about giving. Giving thanks and praise to God. And in doing so, we encounter Jesus Christ. But the gift of Christ's presence is not just for us to keep for ourselves. It's so that we can share him with the world. After we receive God's holy things in the church, we are to go out to be the church for others. The focus of the church has always primarily been to go out, to boldly proclaim the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. It's been about being obedient to Christ and to his mission to save the world. As disciples wait for the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, they gather and they pray. In our constantly moving, busy society, we forget sometimes to take time out of the day to pray. As we wait for Christ, the church continues to gather together in solidarity to pray. We don't have the power to change the world, to bring about the kingdom of God by our own efforts or own ingenuity. Only Jesus through the Holy Spirit can do that. So we wait and we pray for the Spirit to empower us to be obedient to Christ and equip us to do Christ's mission in the world. The Spirit is a gift to the church, but the Spirit comes and goes as he pleases. He is a gift we constantly need to ask for and to seek for in prayer. We constantly seek the guidance and empowerment of the Spirit to guide us in our life so that we can remain faithful to Christ and boldly proclaim Christ to others. So as we celebrate our Lord's ascension today, may we never forget that Christ rules this world now and forever. He has destroyed death and sin, has lifted up our humanity with his, so that we indeed can have union with the Father, and so our hearts can be open for the reign of God in our lives. And empowered by the Spirit, we unleash God's kingdom into the world to the presence of Christ in the word preached and embodied in you and me through our self-giving love. Amen.